We bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Satan, her wise black cat.
Hunter and 5 year old I be today. Yes, sir, Hunter and 5 year old. And now, if you'll just douse out them lights, Satan and me'll spin you the finish of that little yarn we started last time. We told you how a couple young American fellas down in Argentina met an old Spaniard who sold one of them a magic bottle that grants its owners every wish. That bottle was made by the devil. And anyone who owns it must get rid of it afore he dies, or he'll burn in hell's fire forever. The bottle can't be destroyed or lost, but it can be sold for less than the seller paid for it. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep and hear some more about the wonderful bottle. The wonderful bottle.
I can't get over it, Jeff. As impossible as it seems, that darn bottle does everything that old spaniel said it would. Boy, here we sit in the best hotel in Buenos Aires, with swell clothes up on our back and pocket full of money, and all you've done is wish.
Yes, but I'll be glad to get on that boat tomorrow that's going to take us back to Frisco. See, I'm just crazy to see my folks in Eva.
You can see them here and now, if you wish.
Yes, I know, but I don't want the bottle to have anything to do with them directly, Matt. If there is a curse goes with it, I want it to be just mine.
Oh, forget about that curse business the old guy spoke of. Nothing but good has happened yet, has it? When you wished yourself into all you can think of, you just sell that bottle to me.
You're going to get it pretty soon. There isn't much more I want now. I have the house I wished for.
That was the darndest thing, you finding that old letter from your folks when you got here saying how they struck oil on their farm and had bought just the very house you'd wished for.
Yes. Everything I wished in a home, they described as parts of the one they'd bought.
No, that ain't really your home, though. It's your parents'.
Well, whatever belongs to one belongs to all with my family.
Yeah, but you wished for a place for just you and the Ziva kid.
Yes, I did. Matt, I'm going to sell you this bottle now if you want it. I'm afraid of it somehow.
What's the matter, kid?
Oh, I don't know. Only I just want to get rid of it.
All right. Well, I got $40 change. Is that all right?
Yes. Take it. Say, I buy.
I buy. He's in my hands now. Oh, boy, what I'm going to...
Well, there's someone at the door.
I'll see who it is.
What cablegram?
Cablegram for you, Jeff.
Oh, thanks.
What does it say? More good news from your family?
It's from Eva. It says... Father and mother killed last night. I wish the house for...
God, there is a curse goes with this bottle.
Jeff, it's a sight for sore eyes seeing you again.
Why, it's been over a year since you left me in Buenos Aires.
Yes. Come inside the house, Matt.
Thanks. This is a swell place you got here. Where's the little woman? I'm dying to meet her.
You and I aren't married yet.
Not married yet?
No, that's the reason I cabled you to come here.
I don't get you.
Matt, have you still got the bottle?
No.
It's gone?
Yeah. Wished myself $1 million and a private yacht. Then sold it to a Portuguese for $30. I was scared to keep it.
You know where it is now. You know where I can find the man you sold it to. That's why I sent for you, Matt. I've got to find that bottle.
What for?
I'll show you.
Why are you tearing off your shirt?
So you can see why I haven't married. Why I won't even go near the girl I love. Why you can see why I don't leave this house. So you can see another curse of that bottle. Look! Look at my back! Yes! Spot of a leper. A leper! Help me find the bottle, Matt. It's my only hope. My only cure. You think that that place we're going, Matt?
I hope so, kid. Don't lose your nerve.
We've searched so long. 3 years. And everywhere we find it sold again with misery left behind.
Yeah. All the other folks who try to get things easy just like us have found it don't work out.
There's no shortcut to happiness.
Mm. Hang on to me, kid. I ain't so used to going without eyes yet.
Curse had to hit you, too. Look at the bottles where we're going, Matt. It will bring back your sight as well as cure my... Don't hold my hand so tight. Even through these gloves, my scourge may reach.
Oh, forget it. I ain't afraid.
Auntie, you've been great to me. Keeping me with you on your boat. Away from people who'd send me to some island all alone.
Ain't no reason to send you away. You're more afraid of hurting folks than they are of being hurt. And here in China, there's thousands worse than you.
Yes, I can walk the streets here. My kind are common. Oh, here we are, Matt. This is where the woman lives the Dutchman said he sold the bottle to.
Lead me to the door, kid.
Here. Now, I'll stand back. She only has it. She'll only sell it to us.
She'll sell, just as we did. Just as we'll want to sell again.
Doc, make sure she has it. Get it from her quick. She's an English woman, the Dutchman said. You can talk to her, Matt. You buy it, I'll buy it from you. Make her sell it to you. Make her.
Quiet, Jeff. Someone's coming.
What do you want?
Does a Mrs. Duncan live here?
I am Mrs. Duncan.
I've come about a bottle.
You will buy it from me? You will buy it? The cursed bottle?
Yes.
Thank God. I'll bring it to you. Wait. Wait.
You see, kid, no one wants it long.
I could go home to Eva soon. To Eva.
You know it's law?
Yes. What is its price?
You'll buy even when I tell you?
Yes.
I paid 6 cents. Now the price is 5.
5 cents.
Don't hesitate, Matt. 5. The price to me will be 4.
I think, Jeff, sooner can be sold no more.
I don't care. If I burn in hell forever, I've got to have that bottle. 5.
Here, I buy.
Oh, I'm free again. Thank God. It was awfully good of you to come back.
Gosh, Eva, when you or the kids send for me, I'm always Johnny on the spot.
Well, Jeff will always be a kid to you.
I shouldn't wonder. Kind of hard to realize he's getting along the same as me. Lord, you and him have been married 10 years now.
Yes, it's 10 years since you brought him back from China. George, I want to talk to you about that tonight. That's why I asked you to come while he's away. To ask your help. Matt, Jeff is dying.
What are you talking about? He's as well as I am.
No, he's dying of fear.
Eva, that kid ain't afraid of anything.
He's afraid of death. Of death, which would separate him and me forever.
What are you talking about?
I've learned about the bottle.
The bottle?
Yes. Jeff told me about it when he came home from South America. When he sailed with you around the world, I knew it was the bottle for which he sought. And, of course, I knew you found it. You are no longer blind. But it was not till yesterday I learned he still possessed it, that he cannot get rid of it.
He told you?
No, I found it where he thinks it's safely hidden.
Oh, but Eva, how could you know it was the bottle?
There can only be one that leaps from every hand except its owners. Someone must buy that thing from Jeff. What did he pay for?
You know it's law?
Yes.
He paid 4 cents to me.
Then he must sell for 3.
And the next buyer pays but 2.
And after that, one can buy but cannot sell.
Yes.
Matt, I want you to buy and sell to me.
No.
You must. To save Jeff's life, his reason.
You think he'd accept a sacrifice from you?
But he mustn't know.
I won't do it.
Oh, Matt, please. You're all I have to go to. Listen to me. It won't be a sacrifice. I'll sell the bottle.
You can't.
Wait. The opportunities aren't as few as you think.
Here, a cent is the lowest coin, but in other countries, they are smaller. I'll find another buyer, Matt. I have one now. Yes, Matt, honestly, I have a buyer now.
It's just saying.
Oh, no, I swear. I'll swear by anything you say. Only get that bottle from Jeff. Matt, I love him. I've got to save him. Say you'll get it, sonny. Please.
All right. I don't know much about women. I hope you ain't lying to me.
Jeff, darling, you mustn't blame Matt. I made him do it by lies, deceit.
Oh, I don't blame Matt, dear. I should have known when I let him take the bottle from my hand. But he said he needed it, and only its owner can profit by its powers. He swore he had a buyer who would save him from its curse. I might have suspected his buyer could be no one but you.
I never thought you'd find it out.
You forget that whenever the bottle grants a favor, it exacts a punishment as well. This time its curse was knowledge. Knowledge that you had become its possessor. Perhaps the last, who will pay its final price. Oh, Eva, did you think it would be easier for me to know in life and after death that you suffered torment in my place? Did you think our separation would be easier than if it were I who paid alone?
But there may be no hell of torment. If there is a power of evil, no just God would let it punish so.
The power of evil was the creator of that bottle, which can neither be destroyed nor lost. And there is justice in punishment. For always the bottle has been bought for selfish ends, by someone who wished to find an easy way. That's how it came to me, how I employed it. Even you were selfish in buying it for love. I am selfish now again, as I thrust this penny in your hand and say I buy.
Yes, take it
no,
back.
No, the bottle is mine again, and you are free.
I did not consent. It can't be bought that way.
But it can. It stays within my hand.
That's because you are my husband. We are one. You can have no possession I do not share, no punishment that is not mine as well. See, I too can hold the flower.
Oh.
I am its owner as well as you.
Eva.
What do we care? Earth, heaven, or hell, we'll be together. One forever.
Yes, I love you. What is it, Matt? Who's there?
You have a bottle. I have come to buy.
A buyer, Jeff. I'll let him in.
It comes too late. I am the last purchaser. I paid a single cent.
I have brought smaller currency than that. Give me the bottle. I buy.
What have you given me?
A grain of sand.
Who are you? I can't see you well.
Your eyes. You seem only a voice in a cloud of mist.
Who are you?
One stronger than evil and selfishness. One with the strength of love.
Yes, come.
The last purchase.
And that's why you don't see no more wishing bottles round these days. Too bad. They was handy in a pinch, long as you weren't the last to buy.
Thank you.